One moment, one moment. You can do all of that after the word. Bear with me. You guys know me. When it comes to the matter of the word, I'm very serious about it. Because the word is the foundational thing, yes or no? And I've only got about 10 minutes with you, so I'm gonna have to beg you that you run with me. Yeah? Can I hear you, Spat Nation? It is a complete insult, an embarrassment for the church to look for aid from the government. It is a total disgrace because, you see, I want you to know from scripture that God can never manifest his power without man. Are you listening to me, Spat Nation? God cannot manifest. God is crippled. If a man cannot be found that will express his power. So what we find, and I'm going to show you in a moment and I'll be out of your way, you will find out that there is a duty that the church must carry in today's society. The church can never look for aid from the government. The church must begin to aid the government. Because God will begin to say to us, Spat Nation, I need you to hear me. God will begin to say to us that if a shepherd will have 100 sheep and one goes astray, will the shepherd not leave the 99 and go after the one? But little did the church know that the government is the straying sheep. Little did they know, the church is excited, manifesting power to themselves. But God never showed his miracles in Israel. He showed his miracles in Egypt. The system must know that there is a God amongst the people. Are you hearing me, Spat Nation? So God will begin to say, the Bible lets us know, and I need you guys to hear this. The Bible will let us know that the shepherd, when a sheep goes astray, the shepherd will go out looking for that sheep. When he finds that sheep, he's not going to lead the sheep back to the fold. He's going to carry that sheep on his shoulders. The book of Isaiah will say to us that this son will come and he will carry the government upon his shoulders. Are you ready for power, Spat Nation? Sit down, I've only got 10 minutes with you. Listen to me. Are you here with me, Spat Nation? What church carries power? The church that's able to see a lame man, lame for 40 years, and say, rise up in the name of Jesus, we'll get there. So before God, because if God is going to redeem man, he's going to have to find man to redeem man. No, I'm about to speak to you for a moment that if God is going to redeem a lame generation, he's going to have to first find a lame man. And if he's going to find this lame man, Lord, what does it mean that I am lame? In my heart, I carry the desire to carry out God's word. But in my flesh, in my body, I am not able to actualize that which is in my heart. Quickly, I haven't got much time. I want us to go to Psalm 24. Psalm 24. Lord, you know, COD, Spat Nation, CC, all of us are seekers. Lord, I am not looking. Forgive me. Whenever I preach, it's like a prayer. Lord, I am not looking for any other thing but you. Lord, it is you that I'm looking for. So when the Bible begins to tell us who will ascend to the mountains of God, I'm saying to God, don't look past me. I am the man. No, you're not listening to me. The people. Let's read. Let's read from verse 1 quickly. Please. Can I get help?
The earth is the Lord's and everything in it. Yep. The world and all who live in it.
That's right.
For he founded it on the seas and established it on the waters.
Quickly, can I say to you that they are men created of water and men created of earth. The men of the earth can never be established until the man of water has first taken ground. No, you're not hearing me. Until the sons of God rise up and stop playing games in the house of God. I never want to speak God's word without substance or power. Until the sons of God can speak God's word with power, the world will never be established. So I say to you, Spat Nation, that when we look into our communities, the chaos we see there, who is to blame? The church. This is why Spat Nation is so unique. Because we're not trying to entice ourselves. I'm not trying to show power to another person. We're trying to give forth an outstretched hand to the lame man. But carry on, please, Pastor Faith, please.
Who may ascend the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? The one who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not trust in an idol or swear by a false god.
Anyone here has clean hands? Talk to me, anyone? Any one of us have pure hearts? Okay, we'll find out in a moment. Carry on.
They will receive blessing from the Lord.
So it almost seems as if it's only the perfect that will receive power. You're not following me. It only seems, you know, the old generation church told you that you needed to be holy for 7 years before God can consider you. But in a moment we'll find out, because God will not leave us without an answer. God will tell us the manner of man, the generation that will be able to ascend to the mountaintop. Carry on, please.
They will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God their Savior. Yeah. Such is the generation of those who seek Him, who seek your face.
Read it in the New King James Version, please. I need you to get this straight.
This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek Him.
Wait. Jacob, as far as I know, if you look at Abraham, Abraham was a man put together. Isaac was a man put together. But Jacob was a man with many flaws. A man that pursued things by his own power. But he's the original lame man. No, you don't get it yet. The Bible says he will ascend. The Bible said to us, the man that will be able to ascend must have clean hands. For you to understand what it means there, it's not talking about a hands without dirt. When Pontius Pilate decided to wash his hands, when they wanted to persecute Christ, was he trying to wash his hands clean? Or was the message saying that I have no part to play in this? No, you don't get it. The man that will ascend, oh God, the man that will ascend is a man that understands I have no part to play in my destiny. I have no part to play in my core. Are you listening to me? But listen. But Jacob, we thought he was one man. No, I tell COD all the time, we're seekers because we're the generation of Jacob. Are you listening to me? Before I go, quickly, Acts 3. Sit down for a moment. Let's tie this up. The duty of the church is to support the world. If you're not doing that, you're not the church. Because the church, the message of the church is for a selected few. But the message of the kingdom is for the masses. Oh God. And the key of the kingdom will be given to the few, that is called the church. Now please carry on, please read this.
Now Peter and John went up together to the temple.
So look at this. Peter and John. Peter is now the visible head of the church. So leadership and John, the heart of the church. Leadership and heart was going towards the kingdom. Along the way, who did they find? Please keep reading.
Went up together to the temple the hour of prayer,
yeah.
The ninth hour,
yeah.
And a certain man lame from his mother's womb.
So God will raise a Jacob, a lame man, for a lame world. Are you listening to me? And this man was lame since his mother's womb. In other words, he knows God, like we all know God. But the actualizing of God's word is not possible. I'm carrying it in my heart. But Lord, I want to be able to do what Pastor Toby is saying. What are we looking for? We're looking for power. But before, I'm going to be out of your way in a moment. Please keep reading. I'll be out of your way in a moment.
Was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who entered the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms. And fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, look at us.
Look at us. Turn to your neighbor, say, look at us. No, say it louder, say, look at us. Okay, pause. This man, the lame man, a certain man, a certain generation, lame for 40 years. The Bible tells us he was kept daily at the gate called Beautiful. Let me tell you the thing. If you are a person or a church without power, the most you will ever be is a man that has eyesight of the kingdom but can never go in to participate. When I look at Pastor Toby, I look at a kingdom man. And what I want to be is someone that participates in that life. But you see, the Bible then goes to say to us, I'll be out of your way in 2 minutes. The Bible says to us that this lame man addressed the church. Peter, leadership of the church, the visible head of the church, and John, the heart of the church. He addressed this man like every other man that he walked past, that walked past him. No, you don't get it. When the church first comes to the scene, the world will just see them as ordinary, as another institution, as another building in the corner of the street. But you see, the Bible then goes on to say, and what the Bible shows us is that when this man fixed his eyes on Peter and John, Peter said to him, look at us. No, where he said, look at us, he was not saying, look at Peter and John. He was saying, in the beginning, God said, let us make man. I'm about to make you with power, because the last part of the making of every man is power. Oh God, you didn't hear me. The last making, tonight's Spat Nation, we're about to receive power that will enable us to help the world.
Oh, your power, Lord. 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 Your power.
One second. So to end, this is what God says to us. So Peter said, look at us. The problem with this lame man is that he was not looking for what he needed. He was still looking for Moses. Upon the exodus of the Israelites, upon the leaving of the slavery of their flesh, they asked Moses for silver and gold. Peter responded to them, I'm not Moses, but what I have, I give you. He stretched out his hands to the world and said, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Mobility was provided. God bless you.
I only have 5 minutes with you this afternoon, Spat Nation. And I really want to speak to the 318 today. Is that okay? I really want to speak to the 318 army and soldiers of God. Is that okay? Oh my God. How many of you have been eating the word that we've been fed these last couple of days? We've been speaking about the house of Levi, right? And scripture has been pouring since we've been hearing that word. Are there any Leviathans in the building today? Are there any Leviathans in the building today. Let me show you in scripture where we see, oh my God, where we see the 318 in the Old Testament being shown in the New Testament. Oh Jesus, I spoke to the Elite family the other day and I started with a scripture that looks like this, Jeremiah 6:16, and it said, stand at the crossroad, look, and then ask the ancient path. You know, I saw a man called Abraham that would look, Rikarabosha. He would look. What he was doing, he was looking up to begin to discover. Oh, you're not hearing me. Abraham will begin to look ahead to begin to discover. Oh my God. But there was a man that followed him, Pastor Danny. There was a man that also entered Abraham that built the 318 army. Let's look at Hebrews 7 verse 10 in the New Living Translation. Let's go there very quickly. Oh Jesus. Spat Nations was on a new level, saints. We're on a new high. Oh my God. For although Levi wasn't born yet, the seed from which he came from was in Abraham's body when Melchizedek collected the tithe from him. Are you hearing that? Are you hearing that, saints? Are you hearing me for sure? Okay, we look at Malachi chapter 3:3. What does it say there very quickly? I'm going to take you somewhere very quickly. Remember the Leviathan, yeah? It says, yes, you eat my people's flesh. Is that the right scripture? No, not Micah, Malachi. You know where I'm going with this.
He will sit like a refiner of silver.
He will sit like a refiner of silver.
Burning away the dross.
Uh-huh.
He will purify the Levites.
Yeah.
Refining them like gold and silver.
Where do we see gold and silver in the sea? Where do we see gold and silver in the sea? We see it in the mouth of the fish, right? Where are the Leviathans here today? I'm looking for soldiers. The 318 that Levi saw in Abraham's loin, he met them in Matthew. Are you getting me this morning? You're not hearing me. I said the 318 that Abraham was building his house, Levi was already aware that that 318 was available. Let's look at scripture. Matthew 17:27. And I'm going to get out your way. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, back nation, we will prosper because we understand the need of the house. Pastor Onyeka said it cleverly. He said the church is for us, but the kingdom is for the people. In order for the kingdom to be built, there must be a coin. There must be some sort of... However, you do not want to offend them. So go down to the lake and throw in a line. Open the mouth of the first fish you catch. It was a Leviathan. It was a man that was born. Hey, that was filled with the fire of God. He said, listen, open the mouth of the first fish you catch. Hey, and you will find a large silver coin. Take it and pay the tax for us. Are you hearing me, speculation? There's a coin hidden inside of you. The Lord is fishing to remove that coin so that you can build this economy. You can build this kingdom. You will ride on waves. You will begin to ride on waves. The currencies. You heard Pastor Arthur the other day. The currencies will fluctuate. But because you control the seas, Maria, every time you open up your mouth, you will produce. Every time you open your hands, you will produce. Every time you speak, you will produce.